Let's have a look at some structural things. First, definitely, there should be some personal information about yourself, such as your full name, address, and some contact details. I have to warn everybody here, too many personal details aren't good. You never know who reads your CV. Therefore, your cell phone number and email is, I believe, enough. Next should come your skills and competences. Be concise here. Basically, your language knowledge and PC skills are enough. However, there are some positions where you need some additional skills. It's become notorious that people usually add here their psychological profile, such as they are sociable, able to work under pressure, etc. To be honest, this is the greatest mistake you can do. Prove these in your job history section and at the interview. Next, put down your education history. It's standard to list only secondary and college education. Don't forget to add your full specialization and the academic degree you've achieved. Don't add a list of publications unless you are asked for this. If you have attended some course or seminar that can be helpful for the job you are applying for, add them here. Job history. As I said before, the most important thing to add to every job is the title of your position you held or hold. Then, the list of your real duties. And last but not least are your achievements. Most people don't know how to formulate this. For example, I prepared campaigns in social media for a big beverage brand. These companies were so successful that the yearly sales have increased by about 25%. This is my achievement. And that's where we usually should finish. Oh yes, I often laugh about these hobby sections. People are really very conservative in adding these several pieces of unimportant facts. My recommendation is get rid of them. The fact that you like reading books or doing embroidery? For employers, I think it makes no sense.